Hello, and welcome to Afternoon Tea. I'm Kayla.
I'm Max.
And this week, we have another guest, because once again, Max and I are tired of just talking to us. Jacob Billich, the lovely and talented design guy from The Voice. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Who are you? What do you do? How's your life?
I'm a sophomore at Georgetown University.
Is that all there is to you? That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, wow. I mean, you already said I'm an assistant design editor.
There's so much There's, more to you than you what have happened layers. To Georgetown.
You're from Ohio.
That's true. I'm from the Midwest.
I didn't know that.
Right? I went to public school.
Wow.
I have weird bleach blonde hair.
No, it's cute.
It's good.
Good bleach blonde hair. Great.
I can't think of any other.
What's your like your go-to fun fact?
Oh, I'm from the same town as LeBron.
That's pretty cool. Wait, isn't he just from Cleveland?
No, he's from Akron.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was gonna say, isn't like King everyone from Ohio from Cleveland?
No.
I don't know anything about Ohio. Buckeyes.
That's in Columbus. That's not even in Cleveland.
Whatever.
Ohio just like has a lot of big cities.
Cincinnati, Columbus. Cleveland, Columbus, Toledo.
Why does Ohio have all these cities?
There are people who live in them.
I'm not answering that question.
I'm like Ohio next.
I mean, there's a reason it's such a big deal in elections is because there's actually a decent amount of people that live there, so it's worth a decent amount. And
I thought you were gonna say like there's a reason why it's such a big deal. Period. And I was like,
no, it's outside of election years, it's not even relevant, even close to relevant. But
wow, I need to go one day.
You should. But I mean, the reason it's the swing states because everyone that lives in the cities is blue, and everyone that lives outside the cities is red, and then they sort of balance each other out.
That's
for
fun.
The most part. So don't go anywhere outside the cities. Just go to the cities.
So we usually kick off these by just talking about like how our weekend was, but now usually we record these earlier in the week, and now it's Thursday. So if you can think in your mind's eye. Oh, I had a really sweet moment with Max this weekend.
What?
I called him after I left the party, and I was like, Max, can you come over? And he just sat at the end of my bed while I like fell asleep and like talked to me. And it was very good. And then I passed out as soon as he left.
Yeah, that was good. I was so like sad that night. I didn't go out at all this weekend. I was spent like pretty much every day in my room playing video games and watching scary movies. So like it was a good time. And it was just tough Friday because I was just like, everyone I like is at places I don't want to be, but I
want to
be with them.
Yeah, so, I know that for sure.
So I was like, I'm just going to play Smash alone. And the Wi-Fi wasn't working, so I just played against the computer.
That story really just like took several climbs downhill.
And then you called me, so that was good. And then I like talked on the phone on Saturday with one of my friends from home, so that was really good.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to this podcast. That's
a she should.
Fuck her.
You know who you are, and you should listen. Especially if we're ever going to make this work, you know?
Wow.
Anyway, the topic of the day is Valentine's Day. Because at this point, we're 1 week out, and who knows when I'm going to edit this. So this could come out before Valentine's Day. It could come out on Valentine's Day. But either way, it's topical.
Even slightly after, it'd still be relevant.
It'd still be relevant.
Wow, time's a constant.
Both of you are in relationships. I'm the only single Pringle here, so why don't you guys tell me what your Valentine's Day plans are?
You. We're going out to dinner at a restaurant that I don't remember the name of, but we picked it out.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks good. It's supposed to have really good vegetarian.
Are you
options? My significant other is vegetarian.
God. Which, what are they like?
She's good. I don't know how to, what is she like in terms of like
what's her like?
Clearly this is a theme. I'm bad at describing myself, I'm bad at describing other people.
Why do you like her?
Yeah.
Okay. This is really like a good question. So we were friends, we did the same pre-orientation program. And I originally met her through her roommate, and she was really cool, and we were friends, like, all of freshman year. And we kind of, like, there was, like, energy, but it wasn't, like, anything, like, tangible until, like, I'd say, like, April of last semester. And then we just, like, kind of realized there was something, just talked, and then we decided to just put it on hold for the summer, just because it was, like, almost the end of the semester, and it was kind of pointless.
That's crazy.
Then when we got back, we started dating. She's just... I don't know, she's the best.
This is great.
She's really into music, which I love. Really? She has, she's a very adamant Spotify user, playlist creator, even though I'm not on Spotify, which is something, that's a point of contention in our relationship.
They don't give enough money to artists.
That's true, but I doubt Apple Music does.
Oh, that's true. Apple Music's probably on par.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you know. Surprise of the season. What do you use, like, Napster?
But they, out of all of the streaming sites, they give the most per stream to artists.
How much?
That's not why I use it.
Wait, really?
No, it's just because initially I used this site, Rhapsody, which was then subsumed by Napster, but Rhapsody was local, so I used them. And then now all my playlists that I've had for the last, like, 8 years are on it, so I can never change.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel, because I'm already... Because I had, like, such a large iTunes library before Apple Music started. And then now I'm, like, beholden to the corporate giant.
Spotify.
As opposed to Spotify.
Well, yeah, exactly. To the $1 trillion company as opposed to the multi-billion dollar
No, I like Spotify because I recently have...
Our Valentine's Day episode.
We'll get there. I recently became aware of, like, how useful, like, the... You, on Spotify, you can see, like, what your friends are listening to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's real fun to just creep on people and, like, click on, like, playlists and stuff and see what they're
see
listening
the shameful
to.
Things.
See the shame, exactly. That's crazy. It's so fun, and they never know. It's so sneaky.
They don't know?
Yeah, they can't tell that you see it, you're seeing it.
I mean, that makes it, that's, like, how people don't know if you're stalking them on Venmo. But.
Would you like to share?
No, I just hear that other people do that.
At Venmo for longer than a second after I send a transaction.
Now you know. You can look at
But like, what is like the pizza emoji like that someone puts in the description really gonna tell me?
So
if you're putting anything that like even tangentially relates to what the actual purchase was, then you're not using Venmo correctly. All of your Venmo memos should be obscure inside jokes or like non sequiturs that have nothing to do with
it. No, mine are very logistically sound.
Oh my god, you have to keep receipts for your,
yes,
your account.
You need to know.
Shut up.
The most interesting like Venmo message I've had was just someone sent me money and the description was enough of your bullshit because I was trying to be nice and buy them something. but yeah. Anyway, what's like your favorite date you and your girl have gone on?
Favorite date? We went to, I mean, this is just the one that comes to mind because it was really fun. But we went to this place called Bear Burger in DuPont.
Ooh, Bear Burger's good.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you?
No.
It's just like a, I mean, they have regular burgers too, but they also have the Impossible and the Beyond Burger. So what we did is we each, one of us got the Impossible, one of us got the Beyond, and we cut it in half and did like a taste test.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then we went to a Capitals game.
Oh.
Because we both really like hockey. And one of the, we did like freshman year in like January or so, she's from Chicago, and so for Christmas, I got her tickets to the Blackhawks Capitals game.
Wow, that's really sweet.
Except for the Capitals blew out the Blackhawks, which is really funny for me because she was sad. I laughed the entire time. But.
Wow, I love it. What are your plans for Valentine's Day, Maxwell?
Hopefully, she's not listening.
Well, it'll just.
I'll tell her. Shut the fuck up. But I don't know. Well, because she's class late on Valentine's Day, so I was just gonna like do up my room real cute and then like put stuff on the ground and then we would like put like apt lighting and then we would just do like watercolor painting like together and stuff because she was like we should do a date where we do something creative and I was like I have such limited capacity to do anything cute and creative that, like you would just discover that I'm a child with like semi-adult hands so I was like if we do watercolors you'll still know but I'll have fun
Yeah, it's on a weird day. It's on a Tuesday this year.
Not on
Thursday.
Thursday, right? That's what it is.
Check your reservation.
No, I think that I used to work in a, for like all of high school, I worked in a Hallmark store. So like...
Is that child labor?
I was 16.
Are you of the, like, Valentine's Day is, like, created by green card companies?
Oh, probably? Yeah, no, it definitely is.
Yeah. But we all just buy in because, like,
yeah, because it's like, eh, why not? And I also think Valentine's Day can be a day to, it can be. I've never done it this way, but it can be a day to celebrate, like, non-romantic love.
Nah, fuck that. St. Valentine's didn't like, die for my non-romantic loves.
Like, in the set of, like, Galentine's Day.
And yeah, and like that. Life, and just like
but, like, for all friends.
Exactly. I've never done that. I have, like, done, like, the little, like, mini cards and just passed those out to people because I think that's cute.
Like, in third grade?
Yeah.
We all had to do it?
But, like, I did it in high school because I was quirky. But, no, I used to, like, working on Valentine's Day at Hallmark was, if you ever needed to remind yourself of why men are useless... That is what you should do.
I often need that reminder when I'm feeling too good about myself.
Like, I was working this one time, and he was like, all right, what am I going to get my wife? And this was, like, not a rare occurrence. Like, at least... Asked me and my coworker.
That's funny.
Like, this happened at least once or twice an hour of them, like, what do I get them? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, we got balloons, we got, like, cards, we got chocolate. And he was like... Really? I came all the way to Hallmark for you to tell me to get balloons, chocolate, and a card? I'm like, well, I don't know your wife!
Also, what else do you think we sell here? It's like cards, balloons, and chocolate, right? I feel like it's not that hard to try, like, even a little bit.
Yeah, no, like, these men had no clue. I'm like, it's not that hard. You're married to this woman.
You're with her every day.
You know something about her. There's also one time a guy, I forget what he did to piss off his girlfriend, but he was, like, his girlfriend was mad at him, and he was like, what do I do? And so we helped him, like, pick out a card and, like, helped him, like, craft the message he wrote. Ended up being a sweet card.
Sweet. Wow.
But he needed, like, us to hold his hand and walk him through it.
Romance is tough, man.
It's not tough enough that you need to go ask 16-year-old stranger girls to
help you. You make an interesting point. Let's see. That's crazy, though. Like, think about this, though. It's like... No, I'm not defending this behavior. This behavior is bad and indicative of larger problems. But that's crazy. Like, because, like, men are just, like, so not in tune with their emotions. And also, like, it's difficult to, like, practice romance, you know? And then it's like you're an adult. You've never had the opportunity. And then you're like, shit. Like, what the fuck? And then it's, like, funny, right? Because it's, like, so fucked that, like, this crazy metaphor where, like, now you're literally talking to minimum wage workers, like, to define your, like, love life. It's like...
Yeah. Would you guys consider yourselves romantics?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's bad.
No, it's never bad.
No, it is.
No, I'm sure your girlfriend loves it.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, generally, it's just, like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of emotional energy.
It is.
I have essays to write.
Yeah, exactly. I have, like, homework to do. I can't be dealing with this.
What about you?
No, I'm just horny.
As in, like, you're horny and you're willing to find, like, a good means to, like, that end?
No, that's just, like, what the emotional energy is spent on. Yeah, I'm gonna get a talking to for saying that. Don't leave this in.
I am, like, for sure over-romantic, and I'm good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, honestly...
Hence the singleness, or...
I'm doing my best. No, I'm just gonna, like, I could be wrong, but I'm gonna say any girl who's ever had any kind of relations with me would agree.
That's a bold claim.
It's not that bold of a claim.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's when you're working with a sample size.
It's not that bold of a claim. But I know my strength. You know?
That's fair.
And it's cheesy romantic things.
Also, I'm sure you've heard this story a bunch of times, but she brought up the Grand Canyon in class today.
Wait, well, what if that's a long story? What'd you say?
It was definitely an abridged version of the story, but...
Our professor asked us, like, oh, like, what's a moment that, like, you, like, everything, like, clicked into place for you?
Wow.
And, like, she gave an example of, like, falling in love with her husband. It was really cute and sweet.
They sail boats together.
They're really cute.
It's adorable.
I had lunch with him on our field trip. Anyway. and so, like, I gave the example of... I'm lucky in my life. I feel like I have a few of those moments. But one when I experienced it in solitude was one day when I was brushing my teeth while on my 2-week camping trip in the Grand Canyon, and I just was like using like the fucking river water or whatever to like brush my teeth, and I like looked out at the beautiful canyon.
Wait, did you toothpaste?
Like... Yes, I had toothpaste.
Just dry brush.
I need to know.
It's just like abrasive.
It was actually just sand in my finger. And like instead of looking at like my dumb face in the mirror, I was looking at like one of the 7 wonders of the world, and I was like, you know?
And then it clicked.
And everything clicked, and like my brain was quiet for a second.
Wow.
But yeah, but I bring up the Grand Canyon a lot, and I get made fun of for it a lot. Also because it is where I began to realize that I liked women, and it is also a very vaginal looking place. So
aggressively so. Okay. I would say.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm the vagina of America. Discovered yourself.
So I said the words Grand Canyon, and Jacob from behind me just goes, "Oh my god!"
When have you found your peace?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have like one like moment.
Mm-hmm.
But. Like, when I'm running a lot, it's, like, or, like, when I finish a really good run, or even during a run, because I feel like, I don't know, that's why I, like, reflect a lot, because I can't, I've tried to, like, sit still and meditate and reflect, but I just get bored, and I just, like, start thinking of, like, things like are, like, not relevant. And, I mean, I guess there's, like, there's a point to just letting your mind wander, but I still don't feel like it's being productive, but when I run, I feel like there's nothing else to think about, so it kind of clears my head. And you also just, like, I don't know, you can breathe very deeply after you finish like a really nice long run. I like that a lot.
What about you?
I feel like you probably heard this story. I feel like I've told it on here too, but there's this vacation I went on when I was like 16. I was just like having like a tough time being a 16-year-old. And then it was like Benny, my little brother, like, had, like, some hockey thing to do up in Canada in Okanagan, which is, like, this lake in BC. It's, like, this huge lake. It, like, extends down into eastern Washington and up. But, like, basically, if you don't know anything about eastern Washington / BC, like, it's basically, like, western country out there, like, past the mountains, right? And so it's, like, you know, it's, like, a lake, but then it's all wine country and, like, beautiful, like, valleys and rolling hills and, like, sunsets and all that, right? And cowboys and shit. Anyways, you cross the border and, like, anyone who was bothering me couldn't reach me and I didn't feel like using my phone anyways. And so for, like, a week, and, like, mom and dad were just, like, watching my little brother play hockey for the week. And they were, like, fuck it, like, just walk around. Like, go to the lake. Like, figure it out. And so I just, like, was alone for, like, a week and a little extra, and I like played video games and what was it, the If You're Reading This It's Too Late came out a little bit before that. And so I listened to that on repeat and like just I don't know, that was like the first time where I was like, is this what peace feels like? And then like and then I got like service on my phone again.
Never mind. Like, oh, fuck, no.
Yeah, this episode is not what I anticipated it to be, but it's fine.
Whatever.
Every episode is like this. I think it's really cool. And I really think, especially, like, having a phone, I don't realize, like, how much it really messes with me until I don't have it. And I'm like, oh, is this what it feels like to not have a constant small headache all the time? Crazy. And then I don't delete any of my apps or stop using my phone less because I'm addicted to it. Which is sad, but true. But no, I thought it was really sweet, like, the way, like, Professor was just, like... Our professor's funny in that she'll, like, want to be vulnerable, but then get deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, as soon as it gets even, like, a little bit vulnerable, you can tell she's kind of, like, shriveled up.
She gets red and...
Yeah.
But it was sweet, and she was, like, when you feel like someone, like, gets you, and, like, you don't even have to say anything. And I was like, oh, buddy! That's so sweet!
Do you feel that?
What do you mean?
With your significant other?
That, like...
Being understood.
Oh. I would say yes.
Okay. I feel, yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll listen. So not to like...
No, I definitely won't listen. Probably unless I like tell her to. But no, I definitely think so. I think that like being friends, especially at college where you're such close quarters all the time, being friends for like an entire year was like really instrumental in that, because we just like... We also just kind of came from similar backgrounds and sort of have the same sense of humor and sort of the same values and things like that. I think that helps a lot in sort of compatibility and stuff like that.
Do you feel understood?
Yeah. I was like telling this to her yesterday because it's like, I said it crudely, but then I explained what I meant because she's the only person on this campus who's ever seen me naked. And like, I mean that in like a way where it's like, she's also the only person on this campus who I've had sex with. But then it's also like, I mean like, she's the only person I've let see me naked. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's like an intimacy and it's like, I'm very comfortable being naked around her. And it's like, not in like a, like, oh, I'm just fucking around. Like, I'm naked. It's like, no, like, I'm like smushed up against you. And like, in a way that is like very comforting to me. So like, that is like, I feel understood in that way. Like, you know, like fucking in like the Avatar movie where they like hook up their hair to the tree and it's like, it's like that.
I guess.
That's a real
thing. It's a real stretch, but okay.
What? Yeah, no, I think that's an interesting, like, because I don't know if I think necessarily, like, I don't know if I actually have a definition of, like, what love is. I know I felt it, but I couldn't describe it. And I think understanding is would be part of that definition.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, like, trying to tease apart, like, the feelings of, like, being in love and loving someone.
Like, I get what you're saying, but then it's also, like, I've had a different experience where it's like I love you, Kayla. But you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean. Like in a very, like, platonic, like, familial kind of, like, traditional sense of love. But then it's like, I also love my significant other in, like, a different way. But when I first started to realize that, it wasn't like a, oh my fucking God, I'm in love. It was like... I was so, like, terrified, and I was like, holy shit, like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I'm so excited, I'm in love, like, this
no,
is...
No, yeah, it's like, oh, no. Is that gonna go really well, or it's gonna fucking suck?
Yeah, and it was like, and it wasn't like I felt it all at once, it was just like, now, I'm like, oh yeah, duh, like, I'm... But like, there was like a bit where I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is crazy. And every day I was like, this is what the fuck?
Yeah. But do you feel that you felt, do you feel that you loved her before you fell in love with her? Or do you think it all kind of happened at once?
Like, I loved her in the way that I cared about her very deeply, in the way that I care about you very deeply. You know what I'm saying? But like, obviously, like, you know, we don't have the distinction in English, but like, I don't know. Like, I had that comfortable, there's a point now where I'm comfortable around her, like, bodily, that I definitely had, like, before I would say, like, I love you, but that also wasn't the linchpin, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, there was something else, like, I don't even know what to, like, how to describe it, like, emotionally or whatever, but it's like, eventually I was like, oh yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no. I get that, like, the fear. I remember when I realized that I loved my ex, and I was like, oh, no. Because that means I'm going to say that at some point, and I don't want to. Because there's, like, a certain, like, vulnerability in that to be, like, one, it's, do you love me? Two, and it's, two, it's, like, I'm really invested in this. And that is terrifying a lot.
Yeah.
What about... Wait, you told me about it. You were... Oh, yours was anticlimactic.
But... Yeah, it really was. In fact, I couldn't remember it first. I mean, that may have had something to do with the events of the night. But, are you saying, like, what was the story? Or,
I
can tell it. I mean, we were just, like... I think we had gotten... We'd either gone back from a date or we were just, like, hanging out. I don't remember. It was kind of... It wasn't, like, something... I don't know. It wasn't something that I... in a weird way, it wasn't something that I remember because it was sort of just, like, natural. Like, it felt just, like, sort of, oh, of course, like, that's what I just, like, feel. But we were just, like, laying in my bed, hanging out. Mm-hmm. I think we were just, like, listening to music. And I think we were probably, like, both on Twitter or something. This is a lot of what we do when we're together, just on Twitter. But, or we were watching something, I don't know. But just, like, totally normal hanging out. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Oh, there was one really sweet story you told me. We had, like, a real long conversation, like, a month or two ago about, like, love. And you told me, like, a moment that you realized that you loved your girlfriend. Or, like,
this.
You know?
You don't tell the story.
You were, like, in this summer she came and visited you in Washington, and you went on, like, a hike or something, and there was, like, a bee or something that was, like, on its back.
Yeah, and, like, so yeah. I'll tell the story now. So we're actually, if any of you have the chance to go to Snoqualmie Falls in Washington, do it. It's beautiful. But basically, when you first get to the falls, I'm telling the story in a super long-winded way because I'm the son of my father, but you, like, get, none of this is relevant, but you get to the top and you have to, like, hike your whole ass fucking down the entire falls, and it's, like, a mile long. So whatever, we're doing this. I, of course, am not wearing running shoes because I'm an idiot. We get to, like, the bottom, and the bottom's, like sandy, rocky beach because that's Washington for you. And it's, like, cold water. But it's actually really cool, and none of this fucking matters. I'm, like, catching chips. And so, like, they, but, like, right next to the riverbed is, like, huge rocks that you can, like, sit on and stuff. And so me and my girlfriend, who was not my girlfriend at the time, was, isn't that crazy? we were, like, sitting on some rocks, and, like, I was mostly watching, like, and the water's freezing cold. It's, like, peak summer, and the water's got to be, like, 45, 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's cold for water. I don't really know. But, like, I'm not touching it because it's cold, but, like, we waded out to the rock, and then, and so we're watching some kids fuck around, and then they're, like, you know, the bugs that, like, along the top of the water.
Mm-hmm. That's a good audio description.
Yeah, those were, like, going around, and this, like, bee comes, like a bumblebee, and, like, circles around us. And, like, normally with bees, I kind of tweak out, but it was a bumblebee, so I didn't. And, like, but it, like, hits the rock and tumbles into the water, and it's, like, the, like, little, like, water bugs are gonna, like, snatch it up. Mm-hmm. And so my girlfriend is like, grab it, like, fucking grab it. And I was like, it's a bee. I was like, I can't grab Whoa. It. What do you no. mean? And so she scoops it up. And, like, she's sitting on the other side. So she had to, like, climb over me. And she scoops it up and, like, puts it in, like, she, like, walks back to the whatever and, like, puts it in the grass and then, like, watches it, like, fly away. And I was like, that was so beautiful. I don't know. I was like, damn, bitch. Like, you're really cool.
Yeah, that's such a sweet moment. Like, I can't, and you say you're not a romantic.
No.
Wait, no. I think the part where he was like, damn, bitch. That was really cool.
No, Max does romantic shit. Like, I don't understand.
But I wouldn't characterize myself as romantic.
Yeah, you don't think in romantic terms, but you do romantic things.
Yeah, because, like, I know that they're nice, and I like my girlfriend, so I do nice things, but I'm not like, oh, like, mi amor. Like,
yeah, that's how we think. Like,
well, okay, I guess...
When you do romantic shit, what are you thinking in your head?
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, it's not like that. It's not like I don't feel like it's, like, a passion thing, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's more of a, like, pragmatic romanticism. That's like that yes. sounds super like oxymoronic yeah. and like terrible. But like no, I feel like I'm literally more to that where it's just like yeah, I really want to do this like awesome thing because I really like care about yeah. her or whatever. But yeah, I guess it's not like well, yeah more.
Okay, no one actually thinks like that.
I know. I do. Like,
there exist people like that.
That's true. Yeah.
No, when I do like sweet. Ooh, I hate you. We get to talk about love languages.
Stop!
My love languages. Max thinks love languages are bullshit.
It's a conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy.
Viewers, my favorite.
Okay, do you know what the love languages are?
Yeah.
What is your love language?
Okay, so I've taken a test before, and I got GIFs. And at first I was like, wow, you shallow bitch. Like, you're the worst. And then I was like, but wait, I don't care about gifts at all. But I like giving really good gifts. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's true in that way. But I also, like, for all of them, I was reading them, I was like, oh, I like all of those things.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like one is particularly, I don't know.
I think for me, like, I would say the ways that I express love and the ways that I, like, feel loved are different. So, like, the ways that I express love are, like, gifts and acts of service. And when I say gifts, I don't mean, like...
Can we list all the love languages?
Okay, the love languages...
I never remember that.
Gifts, acts of service, words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time.
Wow.
Why do I know that so easily?
Yeah, you really know that.
But...
Somebody's taking the test a number of times.
It's important, but when I say gifts, I don't mean, like, I'm gonna get you, like... a diamond necklace or something like that. Like, it's not like that. It's like, oh, like, I saw this, like, I'm trying to think of a gift I've gotten or given.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, here's a gift. Here's a gift.
Tell the story.
That's embarrassing.
It's a good story.
So, my ex-girlfriend, who is now, like, a good friend of mine, it's fine, we can laugh about
she
it.
She was also... her ex-girlfriend at the time, too.
She was also my ex-girlfriend
at the time of this story.
There was a period where we were broken up, and then we got back together. This was not recently. but the summer... Okay, so she was, like, my high school girlfriend. So we dated my senior year of high school, took the summer off between coming to college... me coming to college, she's a year younger than I am. And then came back and got back together, because I am from near here. So... and she was away all summer. She works at a camp in the summer. And I was like, I'm gonna make a, what's it called? A care package.
For my ex-girlfriend.
For my ex-girlfriend.
As one does.
You know, wasn't in love with her at all. And so on like one of our first dates, she asked me like a question that she always asks her campers, which is like, if you could have an endless bag of anything, what would you want? And her answer to the question is a bag full of, like, notes from people she loves. So what I did...
Wow.
I know. So what I did is, like, gather up notes from, like, a lot of people that were, like, we were friends with and, like, were, like, her mentors and things like that. Her, like, favorite candies. She was also in the canyon. And we all had, like, little vials of sand from the canyon, but she accidentally, like, spilled hers at camp. So I got her another vial of sand from a friend... I think there was something else in there, too. And then that was the care package. To this day, she says it's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for her. So, I don't have no regrets. And we did get back together, so it worked.
And then didn't again.
And then did it again, but on this time on the right turns, you know?
Shit.
But, like, that's, like, a gift to me. Like, it's not, like, expensive things. It's just, like, little thoughtful things.
No, I understand.
Or it's like, oh, you're, like, you're having a tough day. Like, I'll pick up, like, your favorite candy.
No,
or,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that kind of thing. That's how I, like, show love. But, like, a bitch needs, like, hugs and cuddles. And, like, yeah, I need you to tell me I'm special sometimes, you know? Like, so words of affirmation, physical touch. And quality time, I think especially now that I'm at college and everyone's so fucking busy all the time, quality time's a big one for
yeah.
me. Wait, so you don't agree that gifts and acts of service are yours? Or gifts are yours?
I mean, I don't... I think I separate the, like... the way I express love and the way I feel it are different, definitely. I'd say, like, yeah, I guess probably it's accurate, gifts are accurate for the way I express love.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, simple things like that. Like, I went to a record festival, like, vinyl, in D.C., like, 2 weekends ago. And I, like, when I got there, I, like, texted her if there was, like, anything she had wanted. Because my roommate and I had a record player, so it's like, she could get it, and, like, she likes album art a lot, too, so I don't know. So she texted me, like, a Janis Joplin one that she... And I looked, and I found it. So it's, like, things like that, I think, are, like, simple things. I'm big on surprise gifts, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah. But, in terms of, like, express... or, like, I'm not express. In terms of, like, feeling love, I don't know. I don't know if there's one, like... one that stands out to me.
Yeah, for me it's like all three. Maybe quality time's at the top. Just because like that takes quality time, at least at this point in our lives, like takes sacrifice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It takes planning.
Yeah. What about you? You'd think love languages are bullshit, but what do you think?
Explain why.
They're just, I don't know, they're exclusionary. I feel like there are other ways, but I can't figure it out. Okay.
That's
it.
I don't think they named them all.
I'm just saying, they seem like such arbitrary fucking things. Like, you could say.
Isn't that like, didn't like a sociologist like develop them?
I have
like
no idea.
I don't trust academics, so. This is all I've learned from college.
Yeah, that's true, actually. The thing I learned in college is that everyone in college is full of shit.
No, I don't know. Like, physical touch is very important. Mm. Because, I don't know, I don't hug my friends.
You don't.
So it's
that's
like,
true.
It's like kind of like exclusive to like my relationship.
Mm.
And then like words about, my girlfriend's very good at words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm very bad at it. I'm like, you're dumb. She's like, why are you so mean to me? Maybe I should work on that. I don't know. I like gifts. I like all this shit, right?
Yeah.
It's like, geez, if I could just get
some. It's not like, no, don't touch me ever.
I don't know, bro.
But no, it's interesting because, like, I have friends, not really at Georgetown, more like my high school friends that I'm very cuddly with. But, like, there are certain ones, my friends, I'm like, we don't ever need to touch, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And Max is one of those.
It's hard to be.
We've hugged, like, 4 times, and every time we're like, yep, that happened.
It's also, you hug me when you're drunk.
I do hug you when I'm drunk.
That's funny.
Because I'm just so loving when I'm drunk. I'm just like, oh, I love my friends.
I feel like most people get like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either that or, like, sad.
That, or, like, angry.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some angry drunks.
Wait, there was something. Oh, what is, like, your favorite Valentine's Day you've ever had? If you have one. You've never liked Valentine's Day?
No, I've never had one that, like, stands out.
Mm.
I've had relationships in the past, but I legitimately don't know if I was, like, in a relationship on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
I'm sure, actually, I definitely was at one point, but I don't think it was, like, wasn't anything, like, special, I don't think.
Me and my my high school girlfriend, like, what do you call it, had sex for the first time in our relationship on Valentine's Day. We listened to the Life of Pablo together because it just came out. No, that it was in my minivan, and literally that minivan sustained that entire relationship. Otherwise, it would have been toast.
That's beautiful. Last year was gonna be a great Valentine's Day, and then I got like the sickest of my life. And was just in bed sweating on Valentine's Day, so which wasn't great. I had a whole plan. We were going to go to this restaurant that was the place we went on our second date, but it was like the first date where we were both like, this is something, huh? And it was going to be really cute. I had a reservation. I had it wasn't gifts. I had like a card, like a handmade card and like flowers and all these things. And then I felt like death on Valentine's Day. So it didn't happen. So the next weekend, we just, like, saw Black Panther.
To be fair, there are going to be a lot of people in bed sweating on Valentine's Day. But for many different reasons.
For less gross reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next weekend, we just saw Black Panther, and that was essentially Valentine's Day. I did discover, though, I was hanging out with my ex recently, and I discovered the first note. The letter or note or whatever I wrote to her on our, like, the first Valentine's Day we spent together, and it was bad. It was just not cute. And then I found her, like, 7th or 8th grade boyfriend's, like, note that he wrote to her on Valentine's Day. Beautifully written. I was like, this is so cute. Why did this 13-year-old boy upstage me like this?
Do better.
I know. But I think Valentine's Day is, like, cute. I don't think Valentine's Day should be the day where you, like, pull out all the stops, necessarily. Because it's like, yeah, it's kind of expected. But I feel like it's a good day to just be like, hey, I like you. You're cool. And then, like, sprinkle the other things throughout. Because then it's more special. And now I'm just giving romance
giving out,
tips.
Giving out the codes, bro.
This is the only single person giving out all the advice.
Hey.
Bro, that's what I say when I'm not... I say when, like, I always forget, like, I'm just really bad at being romantic, like, not on Christmas or Valentine's Day or, like, significant days. So then it's, like, on other days, I'm like, do you want to just watch New Girl in My Room?
Good.
And, like, I'm good company, but, like, it's not very romantic.
I don't know, Zooey
Deschanel,
that's romance right there. No, I feel like I like to, like, slow dance a lot, which is cute.
Just, like, on, like, a Tuesday?
Yes! Like,
Thursdays.
Don't at me like this! But no, I think, you know, when you're just, like, living life, I also, like, dance if there's music on.
Or even when there's not.
Yeah, so, you know, and that's, like, romantic always. Like, it's never not romantic to slow dance. Let me think about that.
I'm going to tell my girlfriend.
Please.
She has to hear that.
Do you two dance?
No. Oh. We went to a party together, and I danced. I was sober. I danced. She danced near me, so I'm going to back it up on her next time.
Please. In the next 3 years, I will be learning how to throw ass, so look out.
One thing I've been doing recently is throwing ass on my girlfriend in public, just like in CVS. It makes me laugh every time, and she hates it. So I find it really amusing.
And that's romance.
Wow. Is that the end of the episode, though?
I feel like. Anything else you want to say?
I don't think so.
What about you?
No.
Great. Energy. thanks for listening. Everyone have a safe and happy Valentine's Day. Because this will come out either on or before Valentine's Day.
Before on or
after. Before on or after. If it comes out after, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day.
Practice.
Safe sex.
Boys for choice is always a resource.
Consent is not optional.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. Bye.